back here on Downtown on a Monday afternoon, and it's time for our weekly visit with the head coach of the Maine Black Bear football team, Jordan Stevens, or should I say the coach of the Stats Perform National Team of the Week. Congratulations, coach.
Yeah, really cool recognition there. But, yeah, really a great performance by our players on Saturday, and, you know, a great team effort.
Well, you guys know how to put on a homecoming party. My goodness, a great day, a huge crowd on hand, and you guys set the tone right away with a big stop on their first possession on offense, and then a terrific opening drive with that big touchdown pass to Joe Gillette.
Yeah, our defense has been called up, you know, to start the game. Seems like more than not this year, and I thought they've answered the bell really well in terms of starting starting fast, and you know, seeing us really go three plays and then take a shot and score was awesome.
Well, and so much great work on defense. 7 sacks on the day, and that didn't begin to tell the story. Connor Watkins, man, he was on the run, under siege all day long.
Yeah, we were really able to force him to make some errant throws or, you know, some high throws. You know, even when we weren't hitting or sacking him, we were really able to force overthrows or hit him as he released. And I thought the guys up front, the linebackers, did a tremendous job just taking the things that we talked about during the week with getting our hands up and just really disrupting him. They did a great job of that.
Boy, and special teams coming through. You had a fumble on a kickoff. You got to love it. I saw Joey Bryson coming off the field celebrating. I thought, well, he's celebrating because Maine got the ball back. And then I said, well, geez, he recovered the fumble. You got to like that when your kicker gets down there and takes care of business.
Yeah, that was incredible. I mean, he does a, you know, Joey, I remember last year, he had a couple tackles. I think it was a Stony Brook game. He had a couple tackles to during that game on kickoff, and he's a guy who likes to get in the mix. You got to be smart with that, but he does like to get in the mix.
Well, and then another big special teams play, the blocked field goal by John Costanza, right into the hands of Devin Vaught, and 70 yards without getting touched.
Yeah, Devin, just a guy doing his job. Last week he blocked a kick, and this week he was not rushing the kick. He was back playing man coverage, and the ball just dropped kind of in his chest and was able to catch it and take it to the house. I mean, just a really nice job and a heads-up play by him. And John Costanza, captain, coming through, giving a great second effort to block the kick.
Well, and with all those things you did in the first half, I really thought in a lot of ways the key to the game was your possession beginning the second half when you held the ball for about 7.5 minutes, a 12-play, 80-plus yard drive.
I agree, yeah, I agree. That was really huge just to be able to go 12 plays, take a lot of time off the clock, snap the ball under 10 seconds, and then, you know, our defense to come out and get another stop and then get the ball back to our offense again. I mean, that was really like winning team football in the second half.
Was it fun watching the tape yesterday, getting to relive that again?
Yeah, it was. I mean, just really, like I said, it was a barrage. Beginning, man, we were just really it was one thing after another, so really just keeping our focus during the game was that's a big part of it when you have a lead like that. We haven't been in a lot of those positions, so just being able to focus and continue to play and manage the game in a smart way was important.
We're talking with Maine coach Jordan Stevens here on Downtown. Well, a great win for your Black Bears, 4-3 now, 2-2 in the conference, and your reward for knocking off the number 5 team in the country is that you get to go back on the road and play another top 20 team. This Rhode Island team off to a great start. Their win over New Hampshire Saturday leaves them 6-1 and unbeaten in the conference.
Yeah, huge challenge for us, huge test for us to rebound off this big win and show up focused this week with great intentionality towards what we're doing and get ready for this game. This is a team we've lost to the past 2 years. And, a very good Rhode Island team that's really been on the rise the past really 4 years. So, huge challenge for us, at their homecoming. We'll be excited, ready to play.
I have to think confidence is pretty high. This team seems to be getting better every single week. You outplayed Delaware for certainly the first half and maybe 3 quarters last week. Now you take down the number 5 team in the country. How do you stay hungry and keep focused for the task at hand?
Yeah, I think we found some things like within the tape, like we always do, right? I mean, it's never as good as you think, never as bad as you think. So there's some things to coach off and that are, you know, within our standards and, you know, reasonably ask the players to, you know, be better in certain areas. So, you know, we were able to do that this morning and got outside, got a little intro to Rhode Island, and then we'll be back at it tomorrow. But I think just really think, you know, focusing in on, you know, the little things that can allow us to get better game 7 to game 8.
Well, a great win this weekend. Congratulations on that. Have a good week of practice, and we'll see you down in Rhode Island on Friday.
Absolutely. See you guys down in Rhode Island.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. That's Jordan Stevens, head coach of the Black Bears here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by our friends at Creative Print Services, located on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. Big weekend for UMaine sports, especially. Football and hockey taking care of business against those nationally ranked teams.